the Judith and Jack White Chair in Cardiology, Director of the Sulpizio Family Cardiovascular Center at UC San Diego, Tony DiMaria.
I just have two very brief slides to kind of introduce this session, and then what I'd like to do is to introduce the speakers individually as they speak, and then we'll all summon together at the end in a panel. But as you can see from this slide, when we talk about stem cells and cardiovascular disease, there's really a unique kind of urgency, and that urgency is stimulated by our success in so many areas of heart disease. Patients who have coronary artery disease, we can do angioplasty, we can do bypass, we can replace heart valves. We have great drugs for pulmonary and systemic hypertension. People used to die of sudden death, and now we put defibrillators in, and they don't die anymore. We have wonderful procedures for congenital heart disease and even for the pericardium. But when the heart muscle dies, when the heart muscle is irreversibly injured, we come up against the wall. And it's the reason we have so many patients with congestive heart failure now, as you heard from Ken. Patients who used to die of heart attacks and of heart valve disease who survive now, but their muscle degenerates, and stem cells really are the major hope we have, and our inability to deal with myocardial disease stands in stark contrast to the success we've had in other areas. Now, to accomplish this, though, in the heart is really a daunting task. I think the enthusiasm that swept over the clinical community at the concept of stem cell therapy is now being adjusted by the reality of all the steps. We've not only got to identify and isolate these suitable cells, we've got to expand the population, deliver the cells, which is no small feat in a human being. Even just getting the cells through a catheter without destroying them can be a project. We've got to get them homed, retained, and engrafted. We've got to develop connections to the other myocardium, develop an adequate vascular supply, and then we're putting them into an ischemic environment. And so we have to adjust the ischemic environment if we hope for them to be successful. And then we've got to look and determine that they're actually functional and that they produce something good in a human being that reduces morbidity and mortality. So it's a daunting step. And in fact, our panel today really is dealing with many of these steps. We're talking about a variety of steps along the way.